Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Say thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a Friday. It's the weekend. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are safe and sound wherever you are, whether you're in the car, whether you're at work, or however you're listening to the show. I hope that you guys are doing well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give an opinion, give your opinion on something, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I will put you on the show. We can talk about whatever you like. Remember, today is Friday, and it's free for all Friday. That means all listeners are invited to call into the show and talk. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your residential needs, whether you're selling, buying, or you just want to rent something, Frank Williams Realty can help you. You can reach me at my email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. You can leave me an email, or if a lot of you guys have my personal number or information, if you yourself are trying to sell or buy a home, or you know someone who's selling or who wants to sell or buy a home, please give them my contact information and let them get in touch with me, or you get in touch with me and I'll call them, however you want to do it. It doesn't matter with us. Again, Frank Williams Realty. And you can reach us at frankwilliams@kw.com. All right. You can call into the show and let's talk. Today is Free Fall Friday. Now, let's see, before I kind of get deep into the show, I just want to let you guys know that the show was built for people like you and me who wants to get their business out there. I'll give you guys an opportunity to market your business here through the show, without fees. You can come on to the show, talk about your business, what do you do, give your contact information, your website, whatever you have, and we can work from there. I'd love to help anyone. Again, that's what my show was built on, was to give people a platform, although it's not a huge platform, but it is a platform. And any platform that you can grab a hold of and put it out there is, you know, a means, you know. You never know who's listening, or you never know what might happen from just reaching one listener, okay? So put it out there. And again, you can call into the show, call into the show, come on the show, and talk about your business. I'll give you a full show if you want the full. You know, I'll give you 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, however much time you need to advertise your show, and you can do that through here. All right, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I don't think I've talked to you guys since the Georgia-Alabama game, right? Georgia's had a parade, and they done everything since we talked last. But, you know, that's just how it is. I'm working like crazy. I'm doing a lot of other stuff, and building a real estate business. It's just so much that kind of goes into this, and some of the things that I have to do, you know, in order to get things going. I'm a new granddad. My oldest daughter had another baby. This time it was a boy. So I have a boy in the family, or a son, so to speak, in the family. And that's exciting. And you know, with me, it has always been girls, you know. And you know, I grew up with I had an older, I'm the baby of the family. Then it was my brother, my older brother next, and then my sister, and then my oldest sister. Four of us, two boys and two girls. And kind of since then, we've had girls. Well, my oldest sister, she had a daughter, and then she had a son, okay? So, but then after that, you know, my next to the oldest sister, she had a daughter, and now her daughter had a daughter, okay? And my oldest sister, like I told you, she had a daughter and a son. Her oldest daughter has two daughters, okay? And then my brother, he doesn't have any kids. And, you know, I have two kids, but they both are daughters. I had two daughters. And then my oldest daughter had a daughter, and now she's got a son. So, you know, we're blessed right there. Everything is working in God's way, and we appreciate that. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, I also wanted to talk about the Georgia-Alabama game, okay? And, of course, as you all may know, if you hadn't been under a rock somewhere, you all may know that Georgia beat Alabama in the national championship game. Beat them, I think, 33-18 or something like that. Now, this is what I have to say, because I know that all these Alabama fans out there that work with me and around me kind of daily, they've always bragged and had their chest stuck out about Alabama football, okay? Yeah, you guys got a great coach. You've had some great teams. You won some national championships over the past, you know, when you think about it, over the past like 10 years, you guys probably won four championships and all kind of SEC championships, things like that. And, you know, all well and good. But at the same time, the Alabama fans are so arrogant and obnoxious that, you know, it's hard to take. So after this Georgia victory a couple of Mondays ago, you know, you go into work and everybody's quiet and this and that. But here's the deal. What they were trying to do, what these Alabama fans were trying to do, is they were trying to jump the Georgia fans before the Georgia fans jumped on them. What I mean by that is they came up to me and said, well, hey, I'm glad you guys got one. Congratulations, you guys. Y'all did it. But, you know, and they always throw the but in there. I'm like, but what? But y'all, you know, y'all beat us at half strength. Y'all beat us without our best players. Okay, who gives a damn? We still won the national championship against you, against your team. I mean, y'all, Auburn took y'all to a couple of overtimes, three or four overtimes before y'all beat Auburn, and y'all had the full team. Okay? And again, when people get hurt in football, it's part of the game, right? Yeah, you got to have someone else off the bench to come in and substitute for them, okay? Frank, what do you mean by come in and substitute for them? Well, supposedly Alabama's got all these 4- and 5-star players sitting on the bench they've recruited, just waiting on their turn to get in the game. Then they had their turn to get in the game. Nothing happened, right? They were dropping passes and all kinds of stuff. So they're not as 4- and 5-star as they're cracked up to be. Okay? And so, but that's part of the game, part of football. People get hurt every day in football. I guarantee you, if there was a team practicing today, or a team wherever they are, or over the whole United States, someone got hurt. Guaranteed. That's football. That's just the way football is. It's a violent sport. It's a, you know, it's a contact sport. So you're liable to get hurt. Or in other words, your chances of being hurt are high. Okay? Your chances of being hurt are high. And, you know, you say, Frank, well, don't talk like that. People, this and that. Well, it's real. It's life. And, you know, how can you escape it? Right? How can you escape it? You can't. If you're going to play football, people who are really, really lucky can go through a football career without getting hurt, or, you know, you're really lucky. And I'm not even seeing a major injury, okay? I'm seeing an ankle sprain or, you know, a wrist sprain or hyperextended knee or something like that, something that doesn't need surgery, or hamstring, something like that. Any of that stuff is part of football, okay? So you guys can't diminish Georgia's national championship. You just can't, okay? Don't even try it. I don't care if you had 11 players on the team and both, and they had to play defense and offense. We still beat Alabama, okay? We still are national champions, and we're going to be national champions for 2021 or whatever, or 2021-22, whatever you want to call it, from now on, okay? Who won a national championship in 21-22? Georgia Bulldogs did. Not Alabama. Y'all beat us in the SEC championship. That was rough. But we came back and met again in the national championship, and we beat up on y'all. So don't give me this crap about we y'all had half a team and all this stuff. That's hogwash. That's hogwash. You still have to play the game. If you only had half the team, then you should have just forfeited and walked off the field. Why didn't you do that? Okay, why didn't you do that? Because you're cocky and you're arrogant. And we took it to Alabama. We pushed them to the brink and busted them open. Okay, and won the national championship. So congratulations Congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs for their tremendous season. We were pretty much number one in the country for the entire season until, you know, the SEC championship game. And then we lost to Alabama and dropped back to number three or something like that. But, you know, next year the preliminary number one in the country is going to be probably going to be Alabama. Okay? But we should be right there again in the top four. Georgia should be two, three, four, something like that in the country at the beginning of the season next year. Okay? Not anything less. Fifth in the country or less is a, what do you call it, is disrespect, I think. We got the guy coming back, the quarterback. He's going to be back. Stetson Bennett is going to be back as his fifth year at Georgia. So he's already announced that he'd be back. But we're losing a bunch of players, and so is Alabama. Okay? But at the same time, we still got to play. It's still football. You know, whether your star player or players get hurt or not, you still have to go play the game. All right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I hope you guys are staying warm here in Georgia. I'm a little bit south of Atlanta, and it's about, let's see, I'm gonna pull up my weather app here and see where we are right now. We're at 34 degrees right now with light snow. Okay, light snow. I just came from outside. Just before I got on the air, I went outside for just a minute and saw that it was snowing, snow flurries all around. It looks like rain. You know, it's coming down like rain, like straight down, instead of not like flurries, flurries, you know, they can blow all different ways, you know. They don't just fall and come straight down like rain or something. You know how the rain is when the wind's blowing and it's raining and it rains, you know, it's like the rain is going sideways, you know, or something like that. Well, some flurries, you know, when you think of snow flurries, they're kind of floating in the air, going right and left, up and down and round, like a piece of paper or something, you know, like when you're burning and you burn a box or some type of paper, and it goes in the air and it floats around, then it starts to come back down to the ground. That's what I call snow flurries. But this here is coming straight down to the ground. And it's not real heavy right now. It's just kind of light. But I don't know how long this is going to last. But we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. All right. Let's see. Let's hang out. Okay. I hope you guys have a great, great day. Take care of yourselves. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. I'm going to watch a little bit of this snow and kind of take it easy. And then I'm going to hit the bed, you know, a little later. Heck, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, so I'm about ready to call it a day, right? Call it a day. But you guys take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Stay masked up, and take care of your families. Have a great weekend, and hopefully I'll talk to you guys again on Monday. Same place, maybe same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down, hold your man down. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Designer, gold, fast, show, trap, how, made it, gold. Control the bag now, no need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down, man. We living fast now. Finest, finest, rose, we can go. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lips. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen curry chicken color stir fry, take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started set my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like we got static. It must be the paddock. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen. In the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry, whip it. Keep watching me, whip up, it'll be real and pain. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like a stir fry. Woo.